I stand firm now. Any weakness in me, I am aware of, and I master it now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with instant inspiration. Now, we're going to make a really instant inspiration out of this one. I stand firm now. Any weakness in me, I am aware of, and master it now. On our Dial of Healing Word this morning, we put on for the week, we spoke about the illusions that come into our life, and that our life is a series of tests that we have given to ourselves to see if we are powerful and standing for ourselves. Now, I would like to just mention this to all of us idiots. You don't think you're getting tests? You go, no, don't be jumping to other conclusions. I'm really simple here. You go into the store, and the clerk says to you, this is $1.39. And you are paying with cash, which is a rare thing, but you're paying with cash. And so you have to open your purse, and you have to take out $1.39. Now, how do you count to $1.39? Aren't you glad you had arithmetic in school? Aren't you glad that you listened when your teacher said, now, 2 times 2 is 4, and you learned that basic? Because every single day in your life, you're doing something that uses the education that you have, and it's very nice. So, you're standing at the checkout counter at the supermarket and at the drugstore, and you see all these yellow journalistic magazines with all the naughty stories about actresses and actors and politicians and people all over the world. And Herb, how do you know about it? I'm aware of everything. Do I read it?
No.
Why bother? I'm merely aware, and I'm saying, there's another test for us. Leave it alone. We put our attention, can we stand firm now? I stand firm now. Any weakness in me, I'm aware of it, and I master it. Can you stand firm now when you see those yellow journalism magazines? And what is your name? Your name is Practitioner. So you speak to those yellow journalism magazines, and you say, all is in divine order. If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all, and leave it alone. Leave it alone. Don't come home and tell us what was in there. Don't tell anybody else, and don't tell yourself. And you shouldn't know, you know. So you just say, all is in divine order. Now, you look at the newspaper headlines, and there's some big deal going on, and you went, oh, my goodness, leave it alone. Leave it alone. And the more you know, the more you're confused. I stand firm now. Any weakness in me, I am aware of, and master it now. Weakness might be being interested in the problems of the world. Now, this morning, right now, here at lunch, Ellen was noticing a big dog in the yard, beautiful big German Shepherd. And he was walking around, or she was, just having a great old time. And Ellen was saying that our dogs are much aware when we have visitors in the yard. And then Sylvie went out and said, Marge, come here, Marge. And Marge promptly took off for other lands. And Ellen looked out the window and looked out the window. She said, is he still there? Is he there? Is he there? And I said, Ellen, don't create him there or her there. Create her just having fun. What the heck? These kids would like to be free just like she is and responsible. But she's big enough to take care of herself. And so don't create her there. Create her wherever. And who knows, if you invite her in the house, they might have a forever friend because she looks like a well-kept dog and a well-mannered dog and a beautiful dog. But don't look for her to be where you don't want her to be. If you look for her in the yard here, you'll find her. If you look for her in places where she shouldn't be, you'll find her there. But just look at her having fun, dashing around the thousands of acres here and scaring the coyotes away and scaring all the other creatures away that really are not salubrious with our type of living here. But you see, I stand firm now. I stand firm with my opinion, with my attitude, with my ideas, with my ideals on what it is that my life is all about. Now, it's so easy to look at the neighbors and see they have a childhood disease. And say, oh my God, my children are going to get this now. Oh, what am I going to do? And you don't do that. You stop. And you say, All is in divine order. My neighbors are all in perfect order. Their children have wonderful health, strong, positive health. And everything is in divine order. Everything is in balance. Now it's over. You know? It doesn't have to last for a long time. It doesn't have to go a period of a week or whatever. Now it's over. Now it's clear. Now everything is in divine order. Now! We don't wait a month, a year, a day for it to be in divine order. We speak our word for now. But it usually, don't talk about it, what it usually takes. That's because you created it usually taking that, you know? There are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, but it doesn't matter, exceptions to the rule. It only takes one exception to the rule to show you that we don't have to go through that time period. And with these many exceptions, and I say only one you have to have, anytime you can have an exception to the rule can be accepted. We can pass it along and not be bound by it. We're masters here. I stand firm now. When we stand firm by what we know and believe and put it into practice, our life is just fantastic. Everything is in divine order, and we're the happiest, happiest children in the world. Well, hey, we're not children anymore. We're adults. No, we aren't. We have all of the childishness about us that we love, and we love being a child. And children look at us and they say, oh, you're funny, you're silly, you know, and that's great. That's great. When we are 92, 118, 220, the children will still say of us, hey, you know, you're fun. You're a live one. You know, you're on top of everything. You can still throw a ball. You can swim. And you can do all these wonderful, climb up mountains. Man, you know, you're really wonderful. How old did you say you were? 342? My goodness sakes, you don't look a day over 40. Well, that's not very nice of you to tell me that I look like I'm 40. I am 25. Oh, you see, I stand firm now. You hearing me? I stand firm now. I tell people I'm 25, and that's the way I got to act, and that's the way I got to live. Yeah, when I was 25, I didn't have all the remembrances that I have now, but hey, what good do these remembrances do for me? I am doing one thing. Ingeborg, what is that? I'm living in the
now.
I'm living in the now. I'm living in the now, the only time there is. So whether I'm 25 or 1,025 makes no difference. And if I'm 5 or even 1, it makes no difference. I'm always the master of my world. I create myself developing an awareness of the vehicles that I drive, whether it is my body, whether it is my car, whether it is my airplane, whether it is my submarine, or whether it is anything else. I learn how to operate it functionally, beautifully, fantastically, and it is fun. I stand firm. Any weakness in me, I am aware of, and I master it now. Just to take a second and say, what is a weakness? The weakness might be, oh God, we're going to hit the tree. Oh goodness, our neighbor's got the flu. Oh, wow, oh, it's catching. Oh, it's, no way. You see, when we stand firm and we're aware that we have that little weakness, we immediately say, a home perfect, a home perfect, a home perfect. So the way we put ourselves in the condition for it is to have our meditation time and our time walking to the bus or our time driving to work or our time walking our meditation paths or doing the dishes or whatever things we might do. We just say, I'm whole and perfect. And maybe it's nice to say, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole. Either way, it's good. But I am whole and perfect. Enunciate it. Determine it. Build it into your consciousness that whenever a thought comes up that would say to you that you got a problem, the thought says, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm standing behind principle here. And I'm whole and perfect. And everything is in order. Yeah. It works that way. You have a boyfriend or girlfriend you want? Then just say, I am the most desirable person that you can imagine. And any person that I am interested in is extremely interested in me. And we have a wonderful relationship, a wonderful friendship. Can you understand that? If you don't like yourself right now, the way you are, how can you expect somebody else to like you? Mm-hmm. How can you expect some girl or some guy to get all entangled with you and say, oh, my God, but it's my maiden fair, you know? Why should he? Why should he? Because he looks at you and he says, oh, she's confused. She doesn't even like herself. Just look at the way she handles her dress and the way she handles her clothes. She walks out there as though she's got an old dish rag on. She's a house maid rather than the house, what do you call it, supervisor. You know, it all depends on who you are. And that is all a matter of what you see yourself as being. I stand firm now. Any weakness in me, I am aware of, and I master it now. Because I am a wonderful guy. And so are you. I love you very much. Have a wonderful afternoon. And do beautiful things. And realize that there is no place you can go that I won't be there first saying, I love you. I love you. I prepared the way for you. I love you.